This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. So excited to have you with us today, and I want to say a big hello to you, Jeff and Camille.
Oh, it's always fun to be on the radio with the two of you, and today is going to be a lot of information that people out there listening can use. So watch, I shouldn't say watch the show, listen to the show.
Maybe eventually you can watch it too.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. Today, we're going to be talking about how Social Security is the foundation of so many American retirements, but it's also, as usual, at the center of political controversy, with discussion about whether or not the program can remain solvent into the future. Many retirees are picturing what life could look like without Social Security. So welcome to today's show, the Monolith Money Show. My name is Camille Butterfield. I am the wealth advisor and CFO of Monolith. And I also, perfect topic for me, I hold my NSSA, which is the National Social Security Associate Advisor Certificate holder. So this is right up my alley, and I talk about this a lot as far as Social Security. But before we really dive into how vital this program is for American retirees and what it could look in the future, I'm going to give you our phone number. That is 916-884-2584. Give us a call or text the word visit so we can have a 15-minute retirement-ready phone call and answer all of your questions. That number, once again, is 916-884-2584. And don't forget to check us out on the web at monolithfinancial.com.
All right, so let's get to my first question for you, Camille, is just how important is Social Security for retirees in America?
Well, it's extremely important program. You know, for most Americans, it's about 40% of the retirement income they're going to need in retirement is only going to come from Social Security. We have to make up the rest of our income from 60%. So for a lot of people, they're counting on Social Security, which is why you constantly hear people going, well, when do I take it? What's the best time? What's the best strategy? And I've spent a lot of time and hours educating the public just on that. And a lot of times it really comes down to also what else you have, because Social Security is just a piece of the puzzle. But let's put some numbers to this. Social Security supports 68 million Americans monthly, paying about $1.5 trillion in benefits annually. I mean, how crazy is that? Nearly 90% of people aged 65 and older were receiving a Social Security benefit as of June 30th of this year, 2024. Among Social Security recipients age 65 and older, 37% of men and 42% of women receive 50% or more of their income from Social Security. So it is making up a lot of people's income, and people are relying on it also because it has that cost of living adjustment as well. So even if you do take it a little bit earlier, you're still getting those bumps as we are seeing inflation go up. So for a lot of people, it is helping them with that inflation protection as well.
Right. You know, I'm sitting here thinking of several of my friends who already started their Social Security. You know, some are a little bit younger than 65, but some started it at 65. So nearly 90%. So my friends are in that group. Now, in your opinion, do you think Social Security is in jeopardy?
Well, it definitely depends on what you mean by in jeopardy. So it is certainly likely to change. So in the 2024 annual report from the Social Security Board of Trustees, they said that the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, or basically the Social Security Fund, will be able to pay 100% of total scheduled retirement benefits until 2033. That is hasn't changed from last year's report. So you may have heard a lot of discussions of, oh, Social Security is going to run out of money by 2035, 2033, which is what they're saying now. But what they're saying is that they won't be able to pay 100% of the benefits that are due to those collecting. What they're saying is, okay, in 2033, well, we'll only be able to cover about 79% of the scheduled benefits. what that means is we're going to have to make some changes for us to keep this fund replenished. That could mean raising the age of full retirement. Now it's at about 67 for a lot of people who haven't yet elected it. They could raise it up to age 70. They might not be able to pay as much, or they're going to have to start collecting more in income tax and raise that benefit. So it's going to take an act of Congress to make sure that that does change and look to see really what they can do, because we've paid into Social Security and we want Social Security, but how does it work for us and what does that mean for future generations?
Right. And so, you know, if you have questions about anything regarding Social Security, that's what Jeff and Camille are here for. Jeff and Camille help retirees by helping them strategically come up with a dream retirement plan. I love that. Who isn't dreaming about retirement? But it is a plan to follow into and through retirement. They'll help you make those big decisions, okay? So again, that phone number to call to get this complimentary appointment is 916-884-2584. You can also text the word visit, guys, if you would prefer to do that. Just text the word visit and you can get in touch that way. Get on their calendar. Thank you so much for joining us. So we're talking about some good stuff here today. I think a lot of people are interested in Social Security. What do you think, Jeff? Is there a difference between Social Security going bankrupt or just becoming insolvent? Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah. And it's very important to understand the difference. So basically, becoming insolvent just means that you can't pay the full amount. Well, that's disgusting when you look at 50% of the people out there that are getting Social Security rely upon that as their income. So think of you getting 80% less money coming in, and that's the money you rely upon paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy would mean their inability to pay anybody anything.
Okay.
Right. And yeah. So that would be, I don't know, political suicide. I just don't see that happening. But, you know, they can also make a bunch of different changes out there to make up for this. So they could tax people more. They could tax people more on their income that goes to Social Security. They could stop maybe spending Social Security money in other ways, which has been probably one of the biggest things hurting Social Security's fund. And so they can also start saying, oh, we're going to tax the wealthier on their Social Security. So that's another way of actually finding different money. So Congress, you know, oversees amendments to the program and is responsible for ensuring its solvency. So what we have to do is, you know, make sure that there's money in the pot to pay the people.
So I believe President Trump says that if he is elected, that he will stop the taxes on Social Security. Isn't that right? Isn't he saying something like that? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So do you think that program could really become insolvent, Jeff?
Insolvent, yes, I do believe, but not that it's going to pay 79% to everybody. So I think they'll, you know, make different tiers for people depending upon your income. And I think that's how they'll change it in the future. But we'll see. We're looking for changes right now in our society, and we're hoping that they're going to be able to save Social Security and allow it to be continuing on for the lifetime of all the workers out there that rely upon that as their income.
Yeah, very true. Now, Camille, what would you suggest for listeners who are thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to have Social Security in the future?
Well, one of the best things to do is have a plan for how Social Security is going to fit into your overall, I like to say, puzzle piece of your retirement plan. It's a piece of the puzzle to understand how is that going to work with all the rest of your hard-earned savings. We can't see the future, but one thing is clear. Understanding Social Security and making the most of it are important as you enter retirement. If you're nearing retirement, there are a lot of variables that you may want to consider before you start taking Social Security. So here's what we're offering: a free Social Security analysis to help you sort through all the different options for how you claim your benefits, learn about the potential impact your decisions can have on your taxes, Medicare, spousal benefits, and more, and help pinpoint the time for you to start taking Social Security to make sure you aren't missing out on thousands of dollars in benefits. the Social Security Administration can't help you with all this. They can give you facts about your Social Security, but they can't teach you ways to make the most out of your benefits, or I like to say optimize your benefits. That's why our Social Security analysis that we can do for you is so important. So if you're curious about when to take Social Security, make sure you call our number 916-884-2584 and say, help, I want a Social Security analysis, and we'll get one done for you. Social Security is one of the most important financial decisions you're ever going to make. So give us a call. If you've saved $250,000 or more and you have not started taking your benefits yet, give us a call so we can do a Social Security analysis for you. 916-884-2584.
We are going to take a little time right now and put Jeff and Camille to the test with a round of retirement trivia. This week, our topic is taxes. So you guys ready for this?
I am ready. I love me some trivia. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. So if you get an answer correct, of course, I'm going to ring the correct button, which is this one. And if you get it wrong, this is what you get. So we're going to have a little fun here.
Don't buzz me, Luann.
Here we go. First question, Camille, this one's for you. About how many words are in the U.S. tax code? This is multiple choice. I forgot to tell everybody. A, 1 million. B, 1,000. C, 4 million. Or D, 6,000.
I wish I could say the least amount, but unfortunately, it's over 4 million and counting.
Oh my gosh. You are correct. That is so correct. 4 million words?
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, the tax code originally was one page front and back long, total of 4 pages with instructions. to file your taxes.
Oh my God.
I mean, absolutely insane. And I've seen all the tax code books just stacked up. The tax code is actually 70,000 pages long, and all of its rules, regulations, and, you know, fun legal jargon that you can't read or understand.
I agree. Remember when they passed some bill it was a huge document, like a huge book. We don't know what's in it. We have to pass it before we know what's in it. I'm like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. You know,
I don't know what teacher would accept a work like that.
No, exactly. Yeah. You know, oh my word. So see,
you got to give me an A before you read it.
Give me an A. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So craziness when it comes to taxes. All right. So let's continue with our tax trivia. Here's another one. Jeff, this will be for you. What year did the IRS begin requiring taxpayers to list their dependents' Social Security numbers? So here's some dates. A, 1987. B, 1960. C, 2001. Or D, 1945. What do you say, Jeff?
Well, Luann, what's really crazy about this is what happened after they required it. Okay. So it was 1987 when they required it.
Yes, you were right.
But what happened is all of a sudden, 7 million children disappeared and vanished from tax returns.
Oh my gosh.
When they had to prove, I mean, that's a lot of fudging going on, right?
That was a lot of fudging. Oh my gosh.
So you look at that and go, oh my gosh. All these people were basically making up names and submitting them and not putting down anything just to get a tax break, right? But 7 million children disappeared because now you have to justify it with an actual Social Security number.
I think that was a good move by the government on that one for sure, right?
Yes.
7 million children grew up or did just vanish because they were made up. So, okay, good answer on that one. Here's another question for you. Jeff, I'll give this one to you. It's true, false. So you get to pick true or false. More than 20% of returns filed on paper have at least one error. So A will be true, B will be false. What say you, Jeff?
Well, I'm actually going to say the false one because I think it's more. So I'll say it's false.
It's true.
But I think more than 20% of returns have at least one error on them.
That's yes. funny.
I mean, if you think of 7 million kids, those were all heirs,
yeah.
right?
That's 7 million, right? Yeah.
So I really think there's probably more heirs than we're left to believe.
So that was kind of a trick question, I guess.
Well, and, you know, the thing is taxes should be important in your retirement. And so what we do, we're not CPAs, but we work with your CPAs out there to make sure that you're getting, or as Camille says, you're paying as little as possible to the IRS. You're taking advantage of whatever's available out there and not fudging on your return. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help put together taxes as part of your retirement and work with your CPAs to make sure that you are getting the best returns that you can have for the best possible retirement.
All right. And part of your dream retirement plan does include tax strategies that Jeff and Camille will guide you about if you have any questions. So certainly give them a call. Remember our website, monolithfinancial.com. And thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Monolith Money Show, and we are doing some tax trivia, having a lot of fun with that. Jeff, I'm going to say that you got that answer correct, even though it said 20%, but you're like, it's got to be more. So I'm going to say your score right now, guys, is 3 out of 3. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Here's another true false question for you, Camille. The IRS has more people working for it than the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. A true, B false.
Oh, I wish it was false. I have to say it's true. I mean, just with the recent articles that were going about it, the adding all those IRS agents, I actually did a quick lookup because I wanted to know the numbers on this. So my quick lookup says the IRS has over 90,000 employees and expects it to grow to 105,000 employees by 2025.
That's next year.
That's next year.
Yeah.
Next year, adding another 25,000 employees. And then I had to look up, okay, FBI, they only have about 37,000 employees.
Oh my gosh.
I think there's something wrong here.
I think there's an imbalance.
Yeah. I think we need to flip-flop those numbers.
Definitely. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's where we need that one or two pager, or we need that, yes. You know, flat tax.
So 4 out of 4 still. Continuing on. Camille, I'll give this one to you. What famous arena is exempt from property taxes? Is it A, the Matthews Arena in Boston? B, Madison Square Garden, New York? C, Sphere, the Paradise in Nevada? Or D, Wrigley Field, Chicago?
Can't say I've heard of Matthews Arena. I'm sorry, anybody from Boston or the big Boston fans. I'm sorry. I've heard of Madison Square Garden. Sphere, that just went up. I couldn't imagine them not allowing them to pay property taxes. And then Wrigley Field. I don't know this one for certain. I'm going to be looking up this answer, but I'm going to say Wrigley Field, historic landmark.
I would have probably thought that. Do you know it's Madison Square Garden?
They haven't paid taxes since 1982.
Why? How'd they get through that?
Wow. Okay.
Well, it was supposed to be exempt. You know what they do is when you build a building in your city, they exempt taxes for 10 years.
Oh.
But I guess they forgot to look at that. And it wasn't worded correctly. And so the exemption is still there.
Okay. I just looked that up. So it's as long as the Knicks and the Rangers keep playing their home games there, they will have the exemption because it was worded incorrectly.
Oh, my God.
Words matter, you guys.
Funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Whoever did that, who screwed that
up? Yeah, I'm surprised, especially in New York. I know they're not, you know, a tax favorable state. So I'm kind of surprised by that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is going to give you a chance to make up that last point here. I'm going to give you a bonus round. Okay, Jeff. Ooh. Which famous criminal went to jail for tax evasion? A.
I actually know that one.
Oh, okay. Let me give him.
I mean,
John
go
Dillinger.
Ahead.
B, Ronald Cray, C, Pablo Escobar, D, Al Capone. What is it?
Yeah, it's Al Capone. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that that's the reason they got him into jail was because of tax evasion.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. And That was an interesting round. I hope everybody learned a lot about their taxes out there and what crazy things have been going on and how we actually hope that this United States someday gets taxes in such a simple form for us so we can all understand it. And how about if we understand where the money goes to too?
Yes.
That would be incredible. Yes. That would be such a great environment to live in. But in the meantime, you know what? We can help you with your retirement plan. And all you have to do is pick up that phone and call 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your retirement, your dream retirement. And let's make sure that you lay your head down on a pillow at night and know that you're not worried about your retirement in the morning. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with, nor endorsed by, the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.